So one of the impacts of rockweed cutting is bycatch, including snail bycatch, including wrinkles. The shellfish that the fishermen that you heard of in the beginning of the presentation are so concerned about, they're pulling back the seaweed to get the wrinkles that they need to make a living, and a lot of wrinkles are being taken out in the bycatch. And this is a 2010 report to DMR saying exactly how many snails of each species are being taken out. So we actually have data on that for the ray carbs. We don't have data on that for the machine. So in this instance, for this study, it was 912,000 snails. These are the snails and other invertebrates that are left dead in the bilge of the boat after the seaweed is unloaded. But doesn't it just grow back? There are two ways of looking at doesn't it just grow back. One is plant biomass. How quickly does plant biomass come back? The other way is how soon is the three-dimensional habitat architecture that was there to begin with restored? So there are two very different ways of looking at does it grow back. Unfortunately, when you have a machine go through and the holdfasts are removed, and we know that machines take, from the published data, take many more holdfasts than the rake harvest does, holdfasts do get removed. And this is an example of what happened in Coscook Bay after a machine went through all this cleared ledge here. So that rock, you should not be seeing any bare rock there. That should be completely covering it. So that happened in August. By March 2013, nature abhors a vacuum. So, of course, the green algae came in and filled in the open space, just like in the woods when a hole is opened up. You can see these little patches here are where a different kind of seaweed, fucus, started to take over. Because at this point, the Ascophyllum rockweed is a really bad competitor. And so fucus just starts taking over. So again, here's August 2012, and you can use these landmarks of these boulders here. Here, here, and actually, here it is. Yeah, that was the far left one. This is the one in the middle. So what happened was it went from bare to green with little patches of fucus, and then 24 months later, it's completely replaced by fucus.
Oh, not by rockweed.
No, that bed is altered probably for the next 12 to 15 years because the rate of regrowth of the Ascophyllum plants, the rockweed plants, is so slow. So if you go on your hands and knees through this ledge and pull apart the fucus, you will find the baby Ascophyllum, the baby rockweed plants, but they're struggling against this much better competitor at this stage, which is fucus. So it'll, based on published growth rates, not by me, but by University of Maine scientists, it'll be over a decade before that rockweed bed comes back.
And the fucus doesn't shelter the fish and the crustaceans?
No, because it doesn't grow as high.
There's no guarantee it will come back, is there?
No, there's no guarantee. But given enough time, based on what's been published, it probably will. So this is another area where the same thing happened in 2014, and this is just one area of the bay. There are other areas of the bay that were like this. This is a ledge, actually, in the Moose Horn National Wildlife Refuge, where a machine went through and ended up, again, causing all this open space. And for comparison, this is a ledge right next door where the machine was not. So I think even if you're not a rockweed specialist, you could see the difference. This is much thicker. There's no open rock showing.